Rob Stecton is with me here on BBC Radio Sheffield. Is this news a surprise?
It's not a big shocker. The Steelers are 21 points behind Belfast at the top of the Elite League. Everybody expects the Steelers to be competing for every trophy, really, in British ice hockey every season. The man who Christensen replaced as well, just to add to the matter, the man he replaced in Sheffield, Ryan Finnerty, has taken Brayhead up to second in the table above the Steelers. There's been some frustration among the fans, and Christensen's very much a defensive-minded coach. Anybody who's watched the Steelers over the years, Howie, will know that they not only used to winning, but winning with some style as well, and they simply haven't done that enough this season. Last night's 5-3 defeat to Nottingham appears to have been the final straw, as you mentioned there. Having said that, when you look at it on the other hand, the team made a big push to get Doug Christensen last April. This was supposed to be a new era for the Steelers. He came in with a strong resume. He's been coaching the Team GB as well, alongside with his work in Sheffield. And when you speak to some of the players, as we have this season, they've all said that, you know, it would take time for this system to come into place and for Doug to be successful here. So mixed views on this. The Steelers owner Tony Smith joins us live on the phone now to discuss this further. Tony, the first question, why make this decision now?
Well, it's not one that I've... it's not a decision that I've taken lightly, you know, let's make that clear. I sought Doug Christensen out at the beginning of the season. I wanted him to take over the Steelers because I believed he was the right guy to take us forward and bring success to the club. It just hasn't worked out. The result last night, this decision today, wasn't a knee-jerk reaction to the result. I've not been happy with the team's performance for some time, and I decided that it was time for a change. We are in a results-driven business, let's not forget, and because of that, we have to do what I think is right for the business, and I believe that replacing Doug right now is the right way to go.
Why hasn't it worked?
Do you know what? It's hard, really, to put a reason on it. Doug's a very meticulous guy. He analyses everything. He works very, very hard. And it's just not worked out, whether it's too many X's and O's, as they say in the game, too many systems. I really don't know. What I do know is that you have to keep fans happy in any sporting organisation. If fans start to vote with the feet, then that becomes a very negative thing. And I can't afford to allow that to happen. We've worked extremely hard in the Steelers organisation since I took over just under 3 years ago to build the brand and set a very solid foundation going forward, and I can't afford to let anything affect that. Right now we're holding attendances, but I need to see those attendances improve. We need to see an exciting brand of hockey on the ice pad every time we turn a Steelers team out, and also, quite importantly, I want the players to be able to coach, but also play for the badge, and that's what's most important to Steelers fans, that they put in a performance for what's on the front of the shirt, not on the back, and so my decision today was to let Doug go, and we are now searching for a replacement.
Do you think in many ways the team had lost its identity this year?
Yeah, I think they have a little bit, and you know, no one could see that happening. Hindsight is a, you know, it's a great thing, and I've said many times that you do what you think's right at the time, and back in April when I signed Doug, I did believe it was the right thing, but we're here now in February, and I accept I made the wrong decision. I've spoken to Doug at length this afternoon, and we've agreed that it's the best way forward for the club, and at the end of the day, that's the only thing that really matters, the club, and seeing the club go forward.
Just finally, Steve Gerson takes over the team with immediate effect now. First of all, have you got a permanent replacement in mind? And how important is it that you get this appointment right? Because there has been a lot of change in the last year.
Yes, yeah, very important that we get the appointment right. We will look to replace Doug as quickly as possible. Do I have anyone in the frame at the moment? No. There's already been several applications in the last hour. You know, this is Sheffield Steelers. I don't think we'll ever have a shortage of applications for the job, but we have now got to find the right person. Stephen takes over as player coach in the short term, but I hope that over the next 10 to 14 days we'll be able to find the right person to take the club forward, at least till the end of the season, and then we can regroup and decide the best way to go.